Hello and welcome to CompuCast, Internet AdCom Services official podcast. As an added benefit to our clients and for the tech community as a whole, I will be posting periodically these podcasts covering the hot trends in the consumer and technology communities, as well as covering some important how-to information about the various computer systems available on the market today. For CompuCast, this is Todd Eglow. I wanted to get this podcast out to my clients and computer community as soon as possible, as there appears to be a new threat on the internet for Internet Explorer users. And as always, to set up an appointment for an in-house consultation, please send me an email, ias@interadcom.com. That's ias@interadcom.com. Or call us at 646-808-0764. And now for the news. In this special security edition of Internet AdCom Services CompuCast, we look at a security alert that has arisen in mid-September and poses a threat when using Microsoft's Internet Explorer. The full explanation of the threat can be found in our show notes via our Microsoft Security Advisory published on September 19, 2006. The flaw occurs in Internet Explorer due to the fact that Windows uses some scripting language referred to as VML, standing for Vector Markup Language. In a web-based attack scenario, an attacker could host a website that contains a web page that is used to exploit this vulnerability. In addition, compromised websites and websites that accept or host user-provided content or advertisements could contain specially crafted content that could exploit this vulnerability. In all cases, however, an attacker would have no way to force users to visit these websites. Instead, an attacker would have to persuade users to visit the website, typically by getting them to click a link in an email message or instant messenger message that takes users to the attacker's website. As always, it is imperative that you do not open any attachment from either an unknown source or even an attachment from a known source, but one that has not been expected. And the same goes for web links. There has been some talk that the exploit could also occur by keeping the Outlook reading pane active. Luckily, even though Microsoft won't release a patch until October, there is a workaround fix. Surf to our show notes for instructions and a link to a full explanation. The fix will turn a Windows file, in other words, unregister a Windows file that is connected to the vulnerability in the VML language. While this fix may turn off some websites that utilize the VML scripting, it is better to be safer than sorry. When Microsoft releases their next series of patches to fix this vulnerability, it will probably be safe to reconnect, that means re-register, this DLL file. These are dynamic link files that connect activities within when you double-click on a file. And that is being turned off by this patch. Also, as many of you have heard from me, at this point it is probably safer to switch over to Mozilla's Firefox web browser. Again, surf to our website at interadcom.com. That's interadcom.com. And you'll see the link directly to go to our podcast area and click on the CompuCast number 3 show notes. The fix is easy. You only have to do a quick copy and paste and then go to start, click run, and paste it into the run dialog box. Okay, that's it for this CompuCast episode. If you have any questions, please surf to our website, again located at interadcom.com, and click on the email link. We have also set up an RSS feed for these podcasts. Simply surf to our website and copy and paste this RSS address into a client software application such as iTunes to receive these podcasts automatically in the future. If you need assistance in setting this up, please call. We can also be reached via Skype by typing in interadcom. That's interadcom, all in small letters. We also have a new New York City phone number, 646-808-0764. Until next time, this is Todd Eglow. Happy computing.